John, and I hope we still have E.T. on the line, but I just want to say before I bring him back on, I'm sure you all know that there was a shooting a couple of days ago at the Empire State Building. We keep having these mass shootings. The message is, we got to get those guns off the street. I mean, how obvious can it get, people? And I also wanted to mention that the Democrat National Convention is coming up near me here. Charlotte, North Carolina, E.T., we're getting terrible back feed from you. If you can mute for a minute, that would be great. We have the states coming to the Democratic National Convention. They actually showed a picture in the paper on the editorial page of the Charlotte Observer of the tanks. And they look very similar to the tanks that were in Tiananmen Square. Because I have on my refrigerator, stuck up there a picture of the tank that mowed down that one protester that stood before the tank, you know, and I view that as me. But the tanks are coming to Charlotte, North Carolina, and of course they're telling us all the security that's going to be in place and all of the different cameras that are being installed. And there was a story on the news today that the strip clubs are going crazy. One strip club has spent $1.5 million, you know, fancying up their establishment because they're expecting, you know, all of the patrons to go and visit strip clubs, and that's happening in Tampa as well. But anyways, are you still there, E.T.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I here?
So you're not seeing too much out on the small roads, but, you know, from what we're hearing, as people like Alex Jones are trying to scare us, all the different things. I mean, we know this stuff's coming, but I think they're exaggerating it, you know, at least for the time being. Do you agree?
Yeah, I hate that fear-mongering of somebody like Alex Jones, but it's like, be very afraid. There's nothing you can do, right?
Right.
And it's like, but there is a climate, there's like a climate of fear in this country. It's like this country, this is not even the same country that like we grew up in. I mean, it's different, and it's getting like, there's just like police snoops, spooks and snitches everywhere. And it's like old Soviet Union or something, where everybody's like, you know, no one can trust anybody, and you can't trust anybody anymore. And there's just this climate of fear, and that's, these shootings are also, you know, contributing to this climate of fear.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and I
encourage anybody.
Right, I encourage everybody to look up InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A Guard, which is a group that your neighbors can join. I don't remember if it's affiliated with the CIA or the FBI, but basically your neighbors can be paid to monitor you and snitch on you. And when I find out about things like that, I laugh. I'm like, okay, people, because I get slave work units walking before. I live on a dead-end street, and I get people walking up and down the road in front of my house. And I often laugh to myself. It's like, they have no idea who they're spying on. You know, I'm the person that could, you know, reverse their disease, but maybe they're going to be paid $100 to turn me in for, you know, watering my lawn on the day off. I'm not supposed to water, or who knows? You know, this is the kind of crap that's going on. But, of course, the fear is one of the main things they use against people, and this is why most people keep their mouth shut, and they will watch unbelievable atrocities happening and do nothing. And, of course, they are part of the problem. And what I always say, those people are going to die because they're being killed as well. And once the silencers can send people, the aiders and abettors of the monsters, the ones who have sold their soul for cash, once those people are dead, the only ones left will be the predators and the people of conscience. And that's when it's going to get interesting.
Yeah. I can remember when you used to be able to just walk into an airport and walk on an airplane and no problem, no questions asked. You know, just boom. You could, and it's like I remember being in LAX airport not too long ago, and it felt like a prison in there. The whole climate of the airport, it was just like a prison. you know, and you have to be searched, and you have to take off your shoes, and you have to, and everybody's looking and looking at each other, and everybody's looking for a shadow of doubt, you know, or some kind of anything. Just this, you know, climate of fear. It's just terrible.
Right. And not to mention the fact that the shoe bomber and the person that had the bomb in his underpants, all those people were allowed onto the plane. But, you know, we all know those were false flag events. And, you know, it's total corruption and fraud. The people put up with it. I get invited to conferences at least once a month, and I will never fly again. So I just tell people, either you bring me in on site or you're not going to have my contribution. I will not fly. I will never fly again for those very reasons. I will not be put through that. I am not a slave.
I hear you. I know. We can remember when it wasn't like this, you know? And that's what's so sad. Now, this America that's coming up is not like the America that we grew up in, even. You know,
it's already transformed. We have a Zionist occupied government, okay? But you see, you're an inspiration. I love your intro when you go through that whole litany, you know, fluoridated vaccine, advocate, all those other things. And yet, you have awakened. You know what's going on, you see? So, you know, either by detoxing or by changing your diet, anything you can do to, you know, make your brain work better. You're going to be better able to see what's happening, and that will save your life. You know, this is no joke. We're not messing around here. These monsters are out to kill us, and we have to be on the lookout for their different techniques.
Yeah.
Okay, one other thing I wanted to ask you about, because this was pretty hilarious to me. As soon as this group Anonymous came out, I knew that they were like PSYOPs, you know, COINTELPRO type people. And it cracked me up that lately on the mainstream media, they've actually been broadcasting, you know, some female voice in the Anonymous mass saying how it's time for the people to go against police at the conventions and, you know, stand up and basically become anarchists. And, you know, they just prove that these people are trying to instill a reaction that's going to allow the police to clamp down. And we already know that most of the people in the protest, when they start, you know, throwing rocks and doing all the things that give the police an excuse to clamp down, those people almost always have masks on and they are the police. So they're actually causing this to happen to give them an excuse to do what they're doing. But as far as I'm concerned, Anonymous being shown on mainstream TV as encouraging this, it's like an advertisement, you know, to say that they're working for the government and they're trying to get people to do this. You know, what people have to do is just stand up and say no. You don't need to throw rocks. You don't need to do anything. You just have to say no. Of course, I don't encourage people to go to the convention because basically they're putting you in a pen. You know, it's your free speech zone. They put you in the pen. They stick in a few provocateurs to cause a problem and give an excuse for all of you to be arrested. So as far as I'm concerned, that's not really the place to, you know, speak out. You need to speak out in your neighborhood to your fellow neighbors who have, you know, some working brain cells. You don't go into the trap, you know, to basically, sacrifice.
I imagine that's going to be a really ugly scene there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to be there. Unless you're, like, pulling up in a limousine and, you know, if you're not the guy in the limousine, you're a target, you know?
Right.
If you're not, like, or if you're not, like, waving the flag and, you know, zombied out, you know, Democrat, whatever, then you're going to be a target, you know? But anyway, yeah, it sounds like an ugly scene. It's going to be an ugly scene. I wouldn't even want to be there. Yeah, you got to deal with yourself at the grassroots level, you know, and like you said before, I mean, what's just carrying a sign? They laugh at us. when they do that. They laugh at you. Like you were saying about the million men marched to Washington, D.C., instead of like marching into the White House or whatever, or to Congress and saying, you're all fired, get out of here now, or, you know, just standing outside holding a sign, it's just like, it's not doing anything. They just laugh at you. And just
if we can get the military and the police to realize that they're being killed as well and being used by the Zionist psychopaths, that would be a great thing. But, of course, the people at the top are also, you know, Zionist psychopaths as well. So we'll see how it works. But like I said, tomorrow my show on the DC Time Show with J.B. Campbell, we're going to be talking about a plan that I came up with. So please tune in, people, to that, because it's going to be very interesting. And we'll see what y'all have to think. Okay, thank you for calling in. We're going to a break, and I hope the caller from 336 is still on the line. I'll bring you on after the break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Safe travel, DP.
Be honest,
bye-bye.
Each one is like another, no one is at rest.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. Caller from 336, are you still there?
I still am.
Okay. Please contribute.
Yes, I have a lot of thoughts and lots of different comments. I'm so glad you're having JD on. I just, you know, it's just so nice to know that they're real men. So it's
okay, please speak up. Just speak up. You're a little soft. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just said I'm so glad that you're having JB on tomorrow because there's so few men around. It's so rare to really find somebody that's just a really strong human being. I think men today just they have no scrunch to tote, you know, and they really need to get it out there. I just don't know what it's going to take. I'm glad that I am married to a real man. I'm really glad of that. And I can concur with your caller when he was talking about the vaccines they're giving it in the military because Mike, my husband, he's also your client, went through that years ago in boot camp. He had a person on each side of his arm shooting, like you said, with his air guns. And you're exactly right. He never got a piece of paper stating what it was that he got. And he really has no clue, and I don't either. So I would be fascinated in knowing what kind of vaccines they got back then. That's a mystery to me, because I'm sure you might know. That was back in around 80, 79 or 80.
Well, let me comment. I do have an idea of some of the vaccines, but you see there's a lot of experimental vaccines. But luckily, when I do consults for people, of course, if I know the exact vaccines, we can do a specific targeted detox. But there are also homeopathics that are like a general detox. So even if we don't know the exact list, we can still reverse a lot of it. But the thing I always try to tell people that they should be asking any of their loved ones in the military is, who has the biological weapons that you're being vaccinated allegedly against, which exactly with? You know, Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Why are they forcing the military to get anthrax and all this other crap? Like, what is the reason? You know, but the soldiers is, you know, they're brave enough to sign up. They will allow their, you know, limbs to be blown off. They will, you know, be killed for their quote-unquote country. But they don't have the backbone to say, why are you doing this? What is the reason? You know? What's going on here?
This is taught to follow orders, you know, and it's a shame because, well, I've always thought you should question everything, but
yeah.
People just don't question everything anymore, and that's just too bad.
And that's why we're in the state we're in. Hold on.
Exactly.
That's why we're in this state. You have to ask us. Yeah.
Right. And that just teaches men not to be men. But you're exactly right. And it happens at the perfect age, 18. That's when you should be at your peak, you know? And it completely reverses it. So that's a good plan, I guess, they've got, huh?
Well, the men are supposed to be the protectors. And I know why they're not. They've been, you know, given pesticides and plastics, which have feminized them. You know, they've been distracted with the games and all the rest of it. And circumcised, I'm going to be doing another show about circumcision. This is very important because this actually causes them to lose that wanting to protect their own family. It's all involved. This web is so huge. That's why I always say I could answer the question, what's ailing America, for the rest of my life. And, you know, and I would still have cancer.
Well, I'm looking forward to that show because I send my daughter, who's expecting, late winter, and, I want her to know all this. So luckily, she's, going to go with the natural and the midwife. I don't want her to vaccinate, of course, because I didn't have her vaccinated, and she knows the deal. Now, whether she follows through, it's hard to make people do things, especially your own kids and your own family, as well,
Let me ask you a question. First of all, she's having a midwife. Is she going to do a home birth?
Yes, at home.
Okay, very important. So what she needs to do is research what it means if she gets a social security number and a birth certificate for the child, because that's how the child enters the system, and that's how the child.
She doesn't say, you're right, you know what I mean? It's hard to convince people, you need to stay under the radar, because that's the whole point. Just like you had mentioned last week about, or was it the week before somebody talked about gay marriage? It's like, well, why would you even want to get a piece of paper? In fact, I'll take that a step further. Why would you even want to get a piece of paper getting married if you're straight? All you're doing is giving the state a license to dictate over you. You're paying them money to get a piece of paper for a union that you can have anyway without that. And then you're paying for money when you end up divorced through the state, and then they end up taking half your kids anyway. And it's ridiculous. So you don't need to go through these agencies, and you don't need to get permission. So, people just need to stop and think. You have become a subject to the paper of the state.
Right.
And why bother? It's irrelevant. You can live your life without them. Okay, and you may be different. It may not be the majority, but it could become the majority if people would just step back and look at it like it is and say.
Just imagine what would happen if everybody... Well, first of all, let me say, there's always a generational thing. When parents try to tell their children something, the children have this innate thing, who do you think you are? I live my own life, blah, blah, blah. So what you have to encourage your daughter to do is do her own research. As I always say, don't believe me, check it out for yourself. If you're going to have a child, you owe the child as much time spent researching vaccines, social security numbers, birth certificates, all this stuff, as you do spending time making the nursery. Because the nursery means nothing in the long run. But their very freedom, their very health, their, future depends on all these things. But the other thing I just want to say, is that it's so important what you're saying in terms of the people, basically staying under the radar. Imagine what would happen if parents in this country said, I'm not going to have my child in a hospital. I'm not going to send my child to public school. I'm going to homeschool. I'm going to get a home birth. I'm going to do all these things. Imagine how things would change in a heartbeat. The people have the power. They just don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. If just maybe 10 or 20% would do that, it would be huge. I mean, the people at the top would be sweating because it would be out of their control, and that's what we need. We need to turn the situation around. Let's use the FEMA camps for them. Let's use the plastic containers for them and not us, And that's the way it's got to be. That's why I like JD's approach. I get really so tired of hearing these religious men, instead of praying, what's that going to do? You're praying while your predators are playing, basically. It's total insanity.
I just got sent another email yesterday. Some way seeker group, you know, the answer is love. It's this whole thing. Love your predator, forgive your predator. No, the predators are predators, okay? They're psychopaths. And they're looking at you as fools. You're sending them love. They don't have that capability. They are using
sure,
that.
They love that.
Yeah,
they love that because basically they're vipers. They're vipers. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they want you to be stuck in that love frequency pattern. They want you to be a pacifist. But what they don't realize is that the kindest, most loving thing you can do is to allow the innocent to live by getting rid of the evil. That's how you do it. You don't forgive the evil, because the evil is never going to turn into the innocent. You have to get rid of the evil in order to keep the innocent here and have that grow.
Right.
And that's the only way to do it. It doesn't work any other way, and it never has.
Well,
you know, I live in the Bible News. You know, I'm in the Bible News up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and there's just churches everywhere, and people riding around with rapture, you know, bumper plates. And they just, you know, they see what's going on, but they say Jesus is going to take them out of it, and they're going to be relieved, you know. And it's like, wait a minute. All these horrible things in time have happened. When is he coming back? What's he waiting for?
Well, not only that, but it just goes to show you how selfish they are. Because their attitude is, okay, I got my bases covered, I got my escape hatch planned, so I don't give a crap about my neighbors, you know, let them all just basically be mowed over and slaughtered. You know, this is how loving they are to the people around them.
Yeah, it's just a horrible mentality, you know. I mean, years ago, I got sucked into the Christianity thing, too. But I woke up, and I'm so glad. You know, one day, a light bulb went off, and it's like, it really keeps you from thinking. It really does. That's why I call it the Bible News. Because once it's around your neck, the blood doesn't go to your brain, and you can't think. You know, it's just you stay inside that one little point of view, and you're not able to see anything from any other direction. You have no vantage point.
And that's why I have come up with a plan that basically what we need to do is get rid of the psychopaths. We can argue about religion later, okay? Once the psychopaths are gone, the people that want to argue about this Bible versus that Bible, you know, I'm so sick of this crap, I can't even tell you. But we need to get psychopaths first. And tomorrow, as I said, on my show with JD, I'm going to be talking about an idea that I've come up with, how we can actually basically put the psychopaths in each group into a pen and then join those pens together and quarantine them. And that's my little teaser. I hope you all listen to my show tomorrow, Sunday, on these changing times, because there are things that we can do to basically take care of the problem in a nonviolent way. It doesn't have to involve violence. It involves exposing the rat. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a combination of everything. I mean, people need to stop participating, too, in a lot of these farces, like the elections and the conventions. And, you know, it would send such a big message to people out there if not one person went to a voting booth because they would say, the dig is up, you know? I just don't understand anybody. If they haven't figured it out by now, I don't know what it's going to take for them to see it. Because it's so ridiculous.
But we know what they would do. They would just not show any footage of the absent, you know, voting booths of nobody showing up. They would make up their own numbers. But still, like you said, it would send a very strong message. I will never vote. There is no aisle. He's got Obama the Zionist versus Romney the Zionist. It doesn't matter which puppet wins because the puppet that wins is going to be the one the Zionists have chosen in the first place.
Yes, it's this stage theater, and they're all actors, and they've got, you know, anyone will do. That's why they put the certain ones out there. It doesn't matter who gets in, even if you did vote and it wasn't skewed. They're all pops in there, so it doesn't matter. We've got to
prevent
it, we've got to prevent it, and that's the way it's going to go. And I just don't, you know, I mean, it's all you see. It's Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. Oh, God. crazy. But I like the headlines when you read them when you start your show because, you know, I'm only an hour and 45 minutes up the road here in the Blue Ridge. And I know there's not as much going on as there is down in Charlotte, but I can see little changes. We're starting to have more police set points here, which I don't like. We had one a few weeks ago, which is really rare because we're way in Fidelville. There's nothing happening up here. So on the way to the gym at 10 o'clock at night, there's a checkpoint stop. So, you know, you have to show your license, and then they just say, go ahead. But it's funny because these cops look like kids, and they look so embarrassed to be doing this. They just don't even look like they want to be doing that.
Did they tell you the excuse? What dangerous criminals are they looking for?
No, they just say that they're checking to make sure drivers have licenses. That's their
Oh. Hey, you need that paper.
Yep. About a driver's license. Yes.
Right.
So, you know, it's a set up on the little back road up there in West Jefferson. And, you know, very small town, you know. So that was very strange. But,
right.
You know, there has been some changes, like on the highway in the boom, there's been quite a lot of unmarked cop cars sitting there, like 5, 6, 7, all facing the same direction. So I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're doing what they call snake drops up here, where helicopters are dropping these crates of snakes. And, you know, I've tried to find information on this, but they're saying, oh, no, that's a myth. That's not happening. But that's not true, because there's people over here on the mountains that have seen the crate drop. So they know what they're doing. And they say it's because of the overall population of turkeys, and they'll eat the eggs. So that's kind of strange.
Wait a minute. So if there's overpopulation of turkeys, let some people that don't have any food go out and, you know, shoot the turkey. You know, it's insane.
Well, there's got to be more to it than that, because there's a girl over on the other mountain, a lady, and she has a lot of information about reptiles, and she said they're using some kind of a crossbred snake. It's some snake that's bred with a rattlesnake. Because we do have some rattlesnakes up here, but they're way up high in the rocky areas. You don't really see them very much. But, yeah, she said they're venomous and they are poisonous. And she knows there's more to the story than that, but it's just really hard to find them, because if you call the fish and game, they don't say anything. They don't tell you anything. They'll say, well, you don't know anything about that. But yet, you know, she's heard that they're saying, other people are saying it's because of the overpopulation of turkeys, because the snakes will eat the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, what happens when all these venomous snakes become overpopulated? Then what?
Then they take care of the overpopulation of people, and they start fighting the people. I mean,
then they'll bring in mongooses, and then when they're overpopulated, something else. But, you know, we've really had an abundance of wildlife up here. We've had everything from mountain lions to, you know, a lot of black bear and lots of coyotes up here that there never really were too many years ago. But I'm hearing them all around. So I get a little concerned when I'm down in my garden before dark. So, you know, because you hear them missing. It's not, they don't sound like dogs. People who know them know what they sound like. So there's just a big abundance of a lot of wildlife.
Well, any time that man thinks it's smarter than nature and brings in something to take care of the problem, I mean, we have hundreds of examples of how they screw things up. I talked before about these Asian carp that can actually walk on land and go from one body of water to another. I call them designer fish. And, you know, cause destruction from here to there. We have the kudzu in North Carolina. I mean, my property is being overtaken by this kudzu, this plant that they brought in. I don't remember what they were trying to get rid of, but now the kudzu is taking over everything. It's actually lifting up the planks in my driveway. It's unbelievable what's going on. Everything they do is fuzzy.
Yeah. There's a lot of that up here too, and in Southern Virginia, you know, you see it all over the place. It's just stuff. It's so thick you can't see anything else but that.
Okay, I have a question for you because I had asked you a number of my listeners and clients. You had mentioned on a previous show that you had this catastrophic health insurance. And if it's okay with you, I just want to mention, can I mention what you said, because people want to know this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You have a catastrophic policy with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, costs you $146 a month with a $5,000 deductible if you ever get a major injury that's not a car accident, you know, like if you, fall off a cliff or something like that. But one thing I just wanted to ask you is have you inquired as to whether or not that will fulfill the insurance requirements for Obamacare?
Well, I haven't gotten any notices. They have not sent me anything to the effect that there's going to be any changes. And, you know, it's funny that you asked because that did cross my mind. I was hoping that it wouldn't change the rate, you know, the premiums or anything like that. So far, I don't see any evidence that anything has changed because, you know, they really update you on policies pretty well if there are changes.
Right.
So far, I haven't seen anything to that effect because it's pretty generic, you know, for that.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because, I have good insurance on my car. If I get a car accident, you know, basically I could be, you know, taken care of, but they'll kill me in the hospital anyways. I already know that, so I don't even care. But as far as your regular Joe, I was just wondering if that will satisfy the requirements of Obamacare. In other words, you want to pay the extortion fee, the tax, whatever the case may be, for not having insurance. If you only have catastrophic, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I like I said, I have not contacted them, and the last time I made my payment was actually just last week, and there was no policy updates or changes. So I don't know that, but maybe I'll email them just to see if anything will change.
Not if anything will change. What you want to answer them or ask them is, well, having this policy satisfy the Obamacare requirements for me to have insurance? You need to ask them that question. Yeah, because you want to know, do I have to do something other than this? Because actually, you know, this, and I would really appreciate your feedback on that, because, like I said, they're going to kill me no matter what if I go in a hospital, so I already know that, so I have to stay out of the hospital. But for your regular Joes, it would be much better to just pay $146 a month and actually have catastrophic coverage than have to pay a tax which gets you nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I have it, because, I mean, you just can't. I try to be careful because Mike and I do a lot of risky things. You know, we've got a portable sawmill, and we just do a lot of risky things where you could be hurt, and we try to be as careful as we can. But, I don't know. You know, that's a good question.
You got snakes being dropped from the sky. I mean, come on. You know, you're worried about like sawmill.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
the butterfly.
In case I have a venomous snake bite.
Right. And there's homeopathic to that. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, you have to have your emergency homeopathic, instead of having a first aid box, you have to have your homeopathic box or whatever the monsters are going to, basically submit us to. But for most things, just drinking toilet silver every day will keep it safe. But,
it's pretty important.
Right.
I keep a bunch in my spray bottle, too. I got stung by a bunch of wasps a couple weeks ago, and that really hurt. But I sprayed a lot of tomato silver. It really helps.
All right. Well, here's the music. We're going to break. Thank you so much to Kim for calling in. And folks, you have to realize that, you know, it's scary out there, but we can take care of business. And, of course, saying no. And we're back for the last segment of What's Ailing America. It's amazing how fast the time goes, but I do love to hear from you listeners, and that's why, as I said, on most of my Saturday shows now, I'm just going to be basically discussing things that are going on that you need to know about and letting you contribute to the show, because the listeners are very important. And in terms of the commercial for Orion Talk Radio Network that was mentioning how Orion Talk Radio is going, I encourage you to go to the OrionTalkRadio.com homepage. It actually has an article about how 1.2 million listeners have been added in the last 30 days. So I'm very happy about this. Orion Talk Radio is taking over, and I'm sure it's going to be funny how it all works out, because there are so many other stations that purport to be, you know, telling the truth, and somehow they're not. So it's not funny about how that works out, but, you know, the masks are coming off, and that's very good for all of us. Okay, a couple things I just want to mention. There was that commercial for Why in the World Are They Spraying? I just received my copy of that documentary. I encourage all of you to watch it. You can actually watch it free on the internet. I'm going to have Michael Murphy as a guest on one of my shows in the near future. I just want to say, I was a little disappointed because it doesn't go to the highest levels of genocide. In other words, why in the world are they spraying? They don't mention genocide. But they do mention one very important thing that I was very impressed that they did mention. They interviewed somebody from the futures and commodities market who basically said that the people that are involved in the spraying and are causing the drought and all the rest of it are also the ones who are involved in the stock market and doing the puts and the calls based on what the futures are going to be for produce. And we all know what's happening with corn and things like that. So basically they make the situation occur where there's these tremendous droughts and the corn crops are plunging, and then they have the best in that there's going to be a plunging in the crops, and they're the ones causing it to happen. Why isn't this considered insider trading, people? You know, there's so many things that should be making you really pissed off, but this is just one of them. But that was the one thing in the documentary that I was pleased to see. But if I would say, of course, I would have taken it much farther. Although, it's a good first step for people that are just starting to open their eyes to realize what's going on. Also, I'm putting together information to do a newsletter and show on blood. And if you haven't signed up for the American Survival Newsletter, please go to the link section of reversingvaccineabusedisease.com at the bottom of the link page. This is a newsletter that I'm a weekly contributor to. I have to say that the last 2 weeks I've done newsletters on dangerous diagnostic tests. This is the most tremendous response I've ever gotten, because people in the know have shared this information, how they're actually telling you just of the diagnostic test with their loved ones who have their heads in the sand. And this is what we need to do to wake people up, to make them realize that they're starting the process with a very test, of course, the vaccines that are supposed to protect you, get the ball rolling, but the tests they're doing are killing you as well. And I give all the links that you can check things out for yourself. And if you want to get that two-part compilation, just email me at drcarly@gmail.com. I will send you back that very important newsletter, the two parts in one email that you can share with your loved ones. Because apparently, from what I'm hearing, that is waking up more people that have no clue than anything I've ever done. So I'm very happy to hear about that. But as I also mentioned, I'm going to do a show and a newsletter about blood. Now, when I was a medical doctor, we learned about Rh negative blood. And only over the last couple of years have I realized that Rh stands for rhesus. Rhesus monkey. Now, I'm Rh negative. I don't have any monkey genetics in my blood. But 85% of you do. Where did it come from? That's a very important question, and there's many other offshoots to that, but I don't have time to go into it right now. I'm just asking any of you that have any information to please send it to me, drcarly@gmail.com. I just got a very important DVD that's labeled Monkey Blood. I can't go into all the information on that because it's too out there for most people to even conceive of. But the fact that most of you have monkey genetics in your blood, where did it come from? This is something I want you to start asking yourself. Because where did it come from? Rhesus monkey genetics in your blood. Rh positive. Most of you are Rh positive. Most of you are related to the monkey. Some of us are not. How is it possible? It's more deep than you can even imagine. So that's what I've encouraged you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But if you have any information on this, please do send it to me. Because this is going to be a mind blower I'm going to come up with. Okay, we're running out of time very quickly. I wanted to answer the question, we're failing America. Would it health agencies to aid and abet murder by medicine? So in the time remaining, I want to discuss a very amazing email I was sent that covers something on John Rappaport's blog. You can access it by going to nomorefakenews.com. He wrote this on August 22nd, 2012. The title is Medical Reporters Are Destroying Our Knowledge About Medicine. And of course, this is very important because if the mainstream psychopathic Jewish media was not controlling everything that goes out about medicine, people would be waking up. And that's why my newsletter on dangerous diagnostic tests is so powerful, because it's like, this is right in your face, people. Of course, most people just do whatever they're told by the medical devils. Okay, take your gold lightly, get your test. You may get a chronic perforation. You might get ovarian toxicity. You might get hepatitis C. The list is endless. And you get brought down the tunnel of death and disease just by what they're telling you to do. But you don't know that because you're believing the media that we have the best medical system on earth. So, as I said, go to No More Fake News, August 22nd, 2012. Read the article by John Rappaport, Medical Reporters Are Destroying Our Knowledge About Medicine. And these are some of the things that he said. In the summer of 2009, Cheryl Atkinson of CBS exposed the fact that the CDC, responsible for counting the number of swine flu cases in America, had stopped counting. This was a blockbuster revelation. On the heels of Atkinson's discovery, the CDC announced a lie so absurd it produced gasps of shock even within the mainstream medical reporting community. Suddenly, the several thousand cases of swine flu in the U.S. had become 10 million. Anyone with a grain of common sense could connect the dots. The CDC was lying to cover the fact that swine flu at best was a very light non-epidemic, and all fear-based sites was empty. The push for everyone to get vaccinated was venal and stupid. In a reasonable world, CBS and other networks, to say nothing of the New York Times and other media papers, would have gone after the CDC with a hammer and tongs. They would have attacked until the CDC was a smoking wreck. But these media outlets backed off. And pretended there was nothing to see, nothing to infer, nothing to connect. At CBS, Atkinson was sent off to cover other stories.
That's the way it works.
Here's the interesting part. If these dying networks and newspapers had actually pursued the CDC story, they would have attracted huge audiences. The public wants this kind of information. The public is hungry for it. They could say major media are digging their own grave.
They're not so much being phased out by the internet, they're committing suicide. They insist on remaining part of the problem at their own peril. Here's another example. Glaxo, the drug giant, was recently fined $3 billion dollars for bribery, fabricating drug safety data, and fraud. Only a fool would assume this legal attack against Glaxo would stop them from lying, cheating, and endangering the public in the future. The $3 billion Glaxo fine covered scheming, lying, cheating in connection with previous drugs, Paxil, Wellbutrin, and Avandia. So sales of those drugs during the period of time in question, $27.9 billion. So $3 billion is a drop in the bucket. And Glaxo was comfortably prepared to pay the fine. It was money set aside for that day. $28 billion minus 3 is just a measly $25 billion in sales.
The $3 billion fine they did nothing. That's how it works, folks. So please check out that article and come back next week. Listen to my show with J.B. Campbell tomorrow on BTV Times and my show with Kevin Annette on RBN. People, we are going to take care of business. Are you going to be part of the solution or are you going to be?
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Later proves to be connected to drug smuggling and incurred a $50 million fine for failing to monitor cash.